Final interview. We've had several really interesting conversations on my usual lunchtime show about alternative processes to court litigation, really asking the question, is it possible to resolve even really acrimonious situations without running to court and putting on your boxing gloves? And I think John had a conversation this morning about the possibilities of restorative justice over criminal punishment with regard to the situation in Stellenbosch. My next guest is also keen to highlight that there is more than one way to solve a dispute other than running to court. And he should know because he spent 35 years as a very successful High Court advocate and trial lawyer. And then Alan Nelson resigned from the bar and these days makes his living as an internationally qualified and accredited mediator. And former advocate Alan Nelson's with us on the line to talk about mediation and arbitration as alternatives. Alan, it's great to have you with us. Welcome.
Good evening, Alexis. Good evening to your listeners.
Alan, before we talk about mediation, I'm just curious to know what brought about the dramatic switch in direction for you personally.
Yeah, Alexis, quite an amazing set of circumstances. I became involved myself in four court cases, three as a plaintiff and one as a defendant.
Yeah.
And that for the first time made me realize what litigants actually go through. I had very strong cases in all of the matters. There was no ways I could lose. But just the experience of, you know, going through the court process and suffering the anxiety of the unknown and the harassment, et cetera, brought me to the realization that this is just not the way to go. And there's got to be a better way. And then to a friend of mine, I was introduced to what they call facilitative mediation.
Yep.
And I did a course in that, and it absolutely blew my mind. I then realized that, hang on, there's a completely different way of doing things. And it's a consensual mechanism to resolve conflict. So you don't sit there and wait for somebody to decide your fate, whether you win or whether you lose. But you basically get people to collaborate and to sit together and to calm down and work on solutions themselves, mm-hmm. looking forward. And it's absolutely amazing how powerful that process is.
Okay. Alan, can it be applied to any kind of case? I mean, I understand that you tend to specialize in civil and commercial law. Can this process be applied in criminal context as well?
It can, and it has been. But you must understand that in a criminal context, you can't replace the role of the state in terms of administering justice. But every magistrate and every judge will most certainly take account of a mediation process if it's taking place between victor and victim.
Okay.
And look at the outcome of that when it comes to things like sentencing. So, yes, it can work in a criminal context, but it works in any scenario where there's conflict.
Can you give us some examples?
Yep. Any commercial dispute in the boardroom between companies, disputes between workers in a company, disputes between management, disputes between partners, disputes in medico-legal cases, disputes in family disputes, and so I can go on and on and on. The question is this: if a matter can be dealt with through negotiations, then it can be the subject matter of mediation. And there's no conflict in the world of any kind whatsoever that can't be dealt with through negotiation. Mm. It's just simply a matter of parties talking to one another and trying to find a solution. And really, the distinction is this. There are two ways of dealing with conflict situations. The one is by fighting to find out who's going to win and who's going to lose. And for that purpose, you litigate or you put gloves on or you take out guns or whatever the case may be. That's the fighting method. The other method is you try to deal with conflict consensually. And that is where the parties are brought to a state of mind where they can talk to one another and they can work on a solution together. In other words, through consensus, find a solution to the problem. Mm. And that's what mediation does. It enables people to reach that space where they can do that. Even though they don't think it's possible to look the other person in the eye, they don't want anything to do with them, when their brains are on fire and they cross with one another, when mediators do their work, they calm people down and then they help them to focus on what's really important to them going forward and help them to find solutions that, you know, are really meaningful and powerful and way beyond the scope of what a court could ever order when it deals with that self-same conflict.
Alan, what does it take to get people into this process? I mean, I think a lot of people are influenced by what we see on television and in the media about the highly aggressive, confrontational court case and the lawyer as the shark sort of meme. Is enough done to emphasize and let people know that this alternative does exist?
Okay, so one of the most difficult things, Alexis, is when people are in a conflict situation. They're obviously emotional, and they are angry, and they are unhappy, or they're intimidated, or they're disappointed, or whatever the case may be. But in that state of mind, it's very difficult to think logically and rationally and actually to act in your own best interest. So that is why when people are in conflict, if they can't find solutions going to court or whatever, they start to burn things down, start to act physically and be violent towards one another. The truth of the matter is, it is always possible to bring parties to a frame of mind where they will engage with one another. But it's very, very difficult. And that's where mediation is really, has to play its role. So you have to have qualified people that know what they're doing that help people to overcome this kind of rage, if you like. Mm. And we've got an organization, for example, and we've been looking at this for the last 9 years. We've got an organization that has now over 600 fully qualified mediators through the University of Cape Town.
Okay.
Those mediators have all agreed to do what we call free mediation meetings. They're free of charge. You don't expect one single step for any one of those 600 mediators to do a pre-mediation meeting for you. And what they basically do during those meetings, they always want to see both parties at the same time, preferably also with their legal advisors. And then they go through the process of mediation and explain to the parties, this is how it's going to work. This is what will happen when you get to the mediation. Explaining to them that they have absolutely nothing to lose by giving the process a try.
A try, yeah.
Yeah, try, because mediation is without prejudice. It can't harm any of your rights. If you decide not to go the mediation route, you can still litigate. Still can waste your money and get yourself into your life into a complete mess for the next 5 to 10 years. But through this pre-mediation process, free of charge, the mediator explains to parties what they can expect, how they must prepare, what the scenario will be if they do arrive at an agreement, what the scenario will be if they don't arrive at an agreement, and in fact just explains to them, look, you've got nothing to lose going down that route. Give it a try. You might well be completely amazed by the outcome.
Alan, how does one tap into that network of 600 mediators if somebody listening to this would like to explore that possibility?
Okay, Lester, there's a website of this group of mediators. As I said, they're all qualified and people can go to that website. I'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is MIM, which stands for Mediation in Motion, but M, capital M, small I, capital M, mediators.org, O-R-G. And as I said, it's not for profit. Yeah.
Okay, a not-for-profit organization. So mimediators.org is the website to visit. Alan, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon and helping to raise awareness of this alternative. Alan describing himself in the MIM information as a former aggressive trial lawyer who really learned from the experience of sitting as being involved in a court case himself about how different it could be. Thank you for chatting to us.